14. Claims.
Useful sentences.
1. Claims occur frequently in international trade.
2. We are now lodging a claim with you.
3. I've heard that you have lodged a claim against us.
4. We've given your claim our careful consideration.
5. We lodged a claim with you on a truck yesterday.
6. We filed a claim with you for the short wait. We filed a claim against you for the short wait.
7. The Chinese representative and Mr. Bake discussed the claim.
8. We have received the letters giving full details of this claim.
9. Sometimes the shipping company or insurance company is found to be responsible for the claim.
10. I was asked to come to your company on my way home in order to settle the claim.
11. We have received your remittance and settlement of our claim.
12. Claims for incorrect material must be made within 60 days after arrival of the goods.
13. We have already made a careful inspection of the case.
14. We are not in a position to entertain your claim.
15. But we regret our inability to accommodate your claim.
16. We may consider withdrawing the claim.
17. I'll write to our home office to waive our claim immediately.
18. I'm afraid you should compensate us by 5% of the total amount of the contract.
19. I propose we compensate you by 3% of the total value plus inspection fee.
20. We regret for the loss you have suffered and agree to compensate you by $500.
21. We register a claim for $200 U.S.
22. The Japanese company agreed to compensate us for the defective watches by 4% of the total value.
23. There are some different types of claims.
24. This is a claim on short wait.
25. This is a claim on delayed shipment.
26. Claim on short wait is caused by packing damage or short loading.
27. Claim on delayed shipment is that the sellers failed to make delivery according to the time schedule.
28. Claim on quality originates from inferior quality of goods or quality changes.
Fashion conversation.
Conversation 1.
Hello, Miss Yang. How are you? It's nice to meet you again.
How are you, Mr. Bob? It's really a pleasure to see you here again. I do hope you've had a very enjoyable trip from London.
I must confess that the air trip is really a long one. But you see, the airlines are very comfortable, so that one does not feel tired at all at the end of the journey.
I'm glad that you've had a pleasant trip. I hope that you are comfortably settled and find things at the hotel satisfactory.
Everything is perfect, thank you. Miss Yang, if you don't mind, I'll talk shop with you directly.
Perfectly. In fact, we'd better talk over our business first and then have a chat afterwards. You wish to take up the subject of the blueberry, don't you?
That's right. You see, Miss Yang, you have probably been advised of the serious damage done to the last consignment of 60 cases of blueberry. Upon its arrival in London on board SS Corna, it was found, much to our regret, that about 50% of the cases were leaking. Closer inspection by the health officers showed that the contents were considered unfit for human consumption.
Just a minute, if you please. Mr. Bob, have your people in London discovered what the exact causes of leakage were? It was rather a singular case, for thousands of tons of this product have been exported, and this seems to be the only case of having been damaged en route.
I'm sorry, I have to say it was not en route. It was definitely damaged prior to loading on the SS Corna. You may think it a singular case, yet the fact remains that this has been made it necessary for us to file a claim on you. Here, Miss Yang, I have brought along with me the certificate issued by the London health officer. It speaks for itself. As to the causes, closer inspection and examination by our cargo handling people revealed that the leakage of juice was brought about by damaged tins. They were evidently broken through careless handling while being loaded into the ship's hold in Guangzhou Dock.
Conversation 2.
As I've said before, the whole business is really unfortunate. We have never come across such a case of damage during loading.
I have to remind you that our terms are CIF London Port. While we have full confidence in your Commodities Inspection Bureau and its capacity of quality inspection, this is a case which occurred after their sampling and analysis at the works. And the broken tins, through careless handling and deterioration of the contents en route, necessarily about the state of affairs. Now, Mr. Young, you are well aware that our business has just started in this branch of activities, and the loss thus sustained will be a blow to this department. I am sure you will think it fair on our part when we suggest that the total value of the parcel should be reduced by 50%, and that you should give us an allowance by way of credit for the amount to be set against our future purchases of canned fruits from you.
To be fair to your company, I am directed by my Guangzhou branch to settle this issue with you amicably on condition that you give us a certificate issued by your health department. Now that this is available, I think everything will be in order.
I'm so glad to hear of your ready agreement. Your fairness in business dealing is really unsurpassed. Shall we send you a letter confirming this?
As soon as you send us a letter confirming this conversation, we'll send you a reply immediately.
Thanks ever so much for your cooperation, Mr. Yang. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Mary. Come over here when you are through with your business, and we'll have a friendly chat.
Conversation 3.
I would like to make a claim for damage to my car.
What happened to your car?
I parked in front of the supermarket. Its window was cracked, door handle open, and Sony car stereo was stolen.
Have you inquired auto service company?
Yes, I made inquiries and was informed that the replacement cost of the stereo in the window will be $1,000 US.
Have you called the police to investigate the theft?
Yes, here is their police report. Can your insurance company deal with the claim immediately?
Not so fast. Please complete this claim form. We'll have to send a surveyor to inspect and assess the damage first. It'll take a week.
I see. When can the surveyor come?
Tomorrow morning.
Good. Thank you for your trouble on my behalf.
It's our obligation. After we make a fair estimate of your loss, we'll settle your claim.
Rattling off. If enterprise is afoot, wealth accumulates whatever may be happening to thrift. And if enterprise is asleep, wealth decays whatever thrift might be doing. John Maynard Keynes, British economist.